Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise on this evening. This is his day he has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad in it. We are glad, amen, to be part of the body of believers, the body of Christ. You and I are sanctified, born again, Holy Ghost baptized, fire believing believers. And we thank God for the grace of God, which have been extended to you and I in the name of Jesus. That's why, hallelujah, we should rejoice. We should be glad. That's why we got to praise and we got to get it out, because God is good and he's been good to you and I in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go right to the word of God tonight because we're going to pray. But 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 1, the New Testament book, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 1. I'm going to skip around through a few verses and share a few thoughts, and let's go right into the spirit of prayer. He said, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray, seeking my face and turning from evil, wicked ways, I will heal the land. Men ought always to pray and to pray without ceasing. The word tells us to pray one for another that we might be healed. If any are sick among you, bring them to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith, anointing them with oil, and the sick shall be healed. If they committed sin, they will be forgiven. And if they have fallen down, and sometimes this life will fall down, it say Christ will raise you up. Glory be to God. Man, Christ will raise you up. Donnie McClurkin said, we fall down, but we get back up. Amen. So wherever you are, know that God is able. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Verse number 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Verse number 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We may be cast down, but we are not destroyed. My God. Yes. Verse number 11. For we which live are already delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up Jesus will also raise us up to present us with you. And we're going to close right here, verse number 16, 17, and 18. For which cause we faint not, he says it again, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I was blinded at one time in my life by the devil also. It said that those who do not believe, I pray that we have a line full of believers tonight, but those who are still lost, who do not believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, They say the devil of this world has blinded their minds, not their eyesight, their minds, where they cannot see the light of the gospel of Christ. But he says, you and I have this treasure in earthen vessels. My God, there's some valuable commodities in you. There are some things in you that are worth more than gold that you haven't even discovered yet. This is why we're praying tonight. There are some things that God want to pull out of you, because he said, though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. We cannot turn back the hand of time. We have a lot of life ahead of us, but we want to expend every gift of God that's on the inside of us. And we are believing by faith right now that God will perform it. God will do it. God will expose it. God's going to reveal it. That thing that's on the inside of you that's special, he wants to use for the kingdom. God's going to pull it up out of you. But he says we're troubled on every side. We're persecuted. We're pressed. But we're not destroyed. We're not desperate. And we can't faint. So I believe the word of God. He says, we believe, therefore we speak. Pastor, that's why we pray tonight. We believe, therefore we speak. We have to have faith-filled words. We got to fill our mouth with the scriptures, with the holy gospel. We're positive. We got to fill our minds and our faith. So we're going to pray tonight because we have this treasure and it's going to bless this world. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for every believer under the sound of our voice. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, a church that you are building, a church that you have established, a church that you have birthed. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to minister to your people. We thank you that we have the ability to pray. Oh, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, and got me out of that hospital bed. Oh, there's power in prayer. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every curse. So, Lord, we are praying one for another. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. We are pleading the blood over every life on tonight. We are asking, because you said ask and it will be given to us. Your word says seek and we will find it. Your word says knock and the door will be made open. So we're asking humbly, God, for you to bless your people on tonight. We're asking you, if there is any sick among us, that you would heal their bodies, heal their minds, give them peace which surpass all understanding. If they're struggling financially, God, make a way. Give them a windfall. Give them a financial miracle in the name of Jesus. If they're feeling depressed or stressed, oh, the devil is a liar. The joy of the Lord is your strength on tonight. So we're praying for more joy. We're praying for more gladness. We're praying for the Holy Ghost to rise up in you, because his words say he'll give you beauty for your ashes. He'll give you the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. God is going to do it. So God, we believe by faith right now that we are trusting in your word. We know that the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. But God, we got to pray, because we're seeing some things that we're not happy about. We're seeing some things that make us, Father God, try to go back. We're seeing some things that's trying to discourage us, but the devil is a liar. We're not going to walk by sight. We're going to walk by faith. So God, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify your name. There's none like you, Lord. Have your way, God. Touch every life. Touch every believer. Touch every person, every family in the need of prayer. Oh, God, we need you. We need you in this hour. So, God, touch every life. Mend every marriage. Fix every broken situation in the name of Jesus. Heal the sick. Deliver those in bondage. Restore those who have lost in the name of Jesus. So God, have mercy. Have mercy on your sons and your daughters. You say your mercies are new every morning, that you will bring us from glory to glory. And right now, God, I believe by faith right now that it's already done. It's already settled in glory, because your word says what we bind on this earth, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on this earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And we bind up the spirit right now off of your people, trying to put them in fear, trying to put them in bondage, trying to do what you have not ordained. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He is the father of lies. And right now, God, we believe your word. We believe there's a treasure down on the inside of us on tonight. We believe that we haven't even discovered everything that you have placed in us. Before we were in our mother's womb, you said you knew us. You called us. You ordained us. And right now, glory be to God. We decree and declare through the spirit of prayer all things working together for us, because we love you, working together according to your purpose and according to your will. God, have mercy on your people. God, thank you for your grace. God, thank you for your loving kindness. God, do it as only you can. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, make a way. Make a way where there is no way.
Yes, God.
We pray right now for you to open a door that no man can shut. We pray right now in this first month of this new year.
Yes, Lord.
I feel it. I feel it. The eight is the number of new beginnings.
Yes, God.
It's a fresh start for somebody on tonight.
My God.
It's a new beginning for somebody tonight.
Jesus,
it's a start over, just like in a race. They get to start over and reset. God wants us to reboot on tonight. That's why that word said tonight that the devil has not blinded your minds no longer. God said, let the light of Christ shine, illuminate your understanding. God's going to give you a new perspective about what you're going through. Storms don't last always. Cloudy days don't last always. Dark hours don't last always. After this, there will be glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
After this, there will be glory. People of God, you fight. Doing all you can do to stand, stand until. Pastor's going to continue to pray. We're believing God by faith right now that everything we touch is eternal. He's operating from the invisible realm. It's going to impact our natural realm. The wealth of the wicked have been laid up for the righteous. He has given you and I the ability to get wealth. And God says it's coming. God said, matter of fact, it's already here. Oh, my God.
Yes, glory.
It's already done. If we believe, we can receive. Pastor, continue to pray. We're going to open up the phone lines later. But I saw God on this line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We glorify your name. You are worthy. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We exalt you, O God. You alone are worthy. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, O God. Hallelujah. No matter, hallelujah, what we're going through, God, we have determined in our hearts to worship you. We have determined in our hearts to praise you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for being the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being our bright and morning star. We thank you, Jesus, for being that friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you for being that doctor that heals every disease. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our justifier, for being our righteous one, for being our redeemer, for being our deliverer. My God, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify your name. You alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We had 10,000 tongues, God. We could not praise you enough because, God, there's so much that you have done. There's so much just lying down and dying on just dying on the cross, my God. Dying on the cross for us, hallelujah. Sending your son, Jesus Christ, my God, to die on the cross for us, hallelujah, to bring us back into right relationship with you. God, we are humbled. We are grateful, my God. Lord, forgiving our sins, my God, you forgave us of all our wretchedness, my God, hallelujah. And we love you for that, God, and we bless your name, God. Lord, we don't deserve it. We're not worthy, God. But we thank God that through the blood of Jesus Christ that you have made us a royal priesthood,
yes.
That you have made us the righteousness of God, that you have made us the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper. Oh, glory, hallelujah, and that we have the authority to cancel and silence every wagging tongue, oh, God. Lord, you are worthy. We thank you, Lord, that there's no hurt that you can't heal.
Ooh.
We thank you that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps and directing our path. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for those who are not saved, Lord, tonight. We pray, God, hallelujah, that you will, Father God, just save somebody tonight, God. Heal, deliver, and set free, God. You are able to do all things but fail. And we thank you, Lord, for your hand, Father God, that's constantly working things out for our good. And we pray, Father God, for salvation. We pray for deliverance. We pray, Father God, for peace in the middle of the storm. We pray for miraculous breakthrough. We declare your word will manifest, Father God, in the lives of your people, oh God, whatever they are standing in the need of on tonight, God, that your word would be like a boomerang, my God, just going throughout the homes on this prayer line, God, leaving blessings behind, even as you go throughout each and every quarter and room and every particular space, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We worship your name. We pray for Caleb on tonight, God. Little Caleb, oh God. We pray healing over his young life, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for healing, my God. We thank you for healing on tonight, God. And even as we open the phone lines and the prayer requests come, God, we send your word, my God, to the hospital. We send your word, God, to every home. We send your word, God, hallelujah, to each and every individual. We send your word, God. Speak a word, God, that will help those who are hurting on tonight. Speak a word, my God, hallelujah, that it will encourage somebody who's discouraged on tonight, God. So we send your word. And we thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten about us, oh God. So, Lord, we love you and we praise you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to be on the line, just press 1 and we will take your call on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take the callers in the area that they've come. Area code. 908. God bless you. Your phone line is open. God bless you.
Good evening, everybody. I think you guys really covered what I was going to ask prayer for. You covered the territory. So I'm just thankful to be a part of the prayer line. This is Cece, and I'll pass it on to somebody else that is in line for prayer.
Amen. Amen. How is our baby doing? Amen.
She is still progressing, thank God. We thank God for that. Deja's actually on her way now back up to the hospital, but she is still doing her thing up there. She's fighting a little tiny life.
Amen. Yes, amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to pray for baby Zara specifically. Amen. That was one of the things that God talked about on the Bible study last night, that he doesn't mind us asking for those specific prayers. We can never ask
Amen.
Specifically too much. So we're going to pray specifically for baby Zara. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for baby Zara, such a beautiful, precious little jewel, God. We thank you, Lord, for her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that she's not fighting alone, but you are there, Father God, with her, oh God, and that you are strengthening her and breathing through her, Father God, and keeping her heart beating. Father God, just be in that life for baby Zara. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you are working in the middle of all things, that you, Father God, have your hand upon her life, God, and that you have divinely orchestrated her birth for this time, God. We don't have all the answers, God, and know why she has to come in fighting, but God, you have the answers, and you know what you have ordained for her life, and you know, Father God, where you are taking baby Zara. So, Lord, we thank you for baby Zara. We speak healing over her life, God. We thank you that by your stripes she is healed, oh God. She is such a precious little one, God, just so small, but yet a fighter, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, her breath, oh God. We speak over her lungs. We speak over her heart. We speak over every part of her. We speak over her kidneys, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak over her bowel system, her intestines. Lord, we thank you for the ability for her to continue to eat. We thank you, Lord, for the ability for her to continue, Father God, to, Father God, just do everything that she, Father God, was born to do, God, in the name of Jesus. That there's nothing broken, nothing missing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we speak life over baby Zara, God. We thank you for the miracle, the praise report that we got on Sunday, God. And we thank you, Lord, that nobody can reverse, my God, what you have declared over baby Zara's life, oh God. So, Lord, we speak healing, we speak wholeness, we speak life over her. Continue to encourage her mother, Deja. Continue to encourage her grandmother, oh God. Continue to encourage all of those family members who, Father God, are just looking towards heaven, Father God. For your miraculous breakthrough, my God. So, Lord, we ask for a miraculous breakthrough on tonight, my God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And, God, we are asking, Father God, let the struggle, Father God, just let her win this battle. Let baby Zara win this battle today, God. We're asking for, Father God, expeditious, Father God, results. We're asking, Father God, for you to move miraculously. We're asking, Father God, for you to, Father God, just continue to, Father God, just show miracles, my God, in this baby's lives to get her to a place of stability. Get baby Zara to a place of stability, God, where she is no longer fighting for her young life. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this baby. Continue to cover her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, and we just cover her in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank God. We're going to continue to cover you guys in prayer. Amen. You're so welcome. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, CC. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you guys also.
God
Amen.
Bless.
Continue to expect the greater. Amen. God is moving. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, we're going to get to every call tonight. We see quite a few hands raised, and we're going to get to every caller. This is another area code 908. God bless you tonight.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. It's Deja. I'm just calling for strength and encouragement through the tough times that I'm having right now.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Let us lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you for Deja
yes,
tonight.
God.
We thank you for your daughter in Zion.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, for this mother in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that the strength, hallelujah, of the joy of the Lord is her strength. We thank you right now, and we pray on her behalf, God, that you would encourage her mind, her heart, and her spirit. God, lift her above every situation in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she's already seated in heavenly places. We thank you in the name of Jesus that the latter is greater in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, thank you for total restoration. We thank you for a renewed spirit and a renewed mind. We thank you for renewed strength right now, entering into her being in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
God, give her the courage. Give her the tenacity.
Yes.
Give her the due diligence.
Yes.
Give her the determination.
Yes.
Father God, when she's weak, When she's weak, your spirit makes her strong.
Yeah.
She is a child of God. She is a believer. She is a born-again, baptized, Holy Ghost-filled believer.
Yeah.
And God, right now, she is asking. And you say, ask, and it will be given you.
Yes, God.
So, God, we believe by faith right now that it's already done.
Yes,
in the name
Thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
So, God, give her the ability to rest.
Thank you, Lord.
Give her the ability
Hallelujah.
To not to worry.
Praise
give her the ability in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to put her trust in the Lord Almighty. Because, God, we agree with her, and we stand in agreement in the name of Jesus with this family. That it is well.
Yes, yes,
so God, encourage
yes, Lord.
Her spirit.
Yes, God.
Lift
yes.
her heart.
Yes,
and God,
Lord.
Renew everything that has been, Father God, replenished and deplenished in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So we thank you for total restoration.
Total restoration.
In Jesus'
God.
Name.
Strengthen her,
Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
In Jesus
Continue
name.
To trust in the Lord.
Yes,
Amen.
God.
With all your heart.
Amen.
Because God, is he's just not able. He's doing it. And we're believing by
Amen.
Faith right now, you and your baby girl, your family, that God has already given you the miracle that you needed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless.
Amen. Even as Pastor was praying, God said, tell her that I love her and tell her that I have her. God, he said, tell her I got her. God has you. He loves you. You're not alone, and you have so many people, your family, your church family, your mom's church family, you know, your boyfriend, the baby's dad. We are all with you in this, so know that you have a whole village around you, and we know that God is going to just blow our minds. So we're expecting the best, and we're holding up your arms. And keeping you strengthened. And Father God, we pray for the baby's father right now, even now, God. Even, we ask, Father God, that you continue to strengthen him, oh God. Father God, even Father God, as they continue, Father God, to pray for and believe you for Zara, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for your hand upon his life, that you will continue to strengthen him and even draw him closer to you, God. So, Lord, we just thank you that all things are working together for your good. Bless Deja. Bless her, oh God. Keep her. Keep her smiling. Keep her head up. Keep her believing. Keep her strengthened, oh God. And Lord, let her, Father God, know when to rest, oh God. Give her wisdom to rest and let her not worry, God. And we just thank you, Father God, for a peace, my God, that surpasses all understanding. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm giving you a big hug right now. Big hug.
Thank you.
So you stay strong. Stay strong, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you. You're welcome.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Amen. Such a precious, yes. precious young lady. God is doing great things in her life. Amen. And he has a great plan. I just see that there shall be glory.
After this,
it's going to be praise. After
Amen.
This,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to take another caller, area code 678. Area code 678. God bless you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open
yes.
my eyes, let me see. Beauty that may this
yes.
heart adore you. Hope
yes.
of my life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
Yes, God.
Humbly you came, into earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship, Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. To worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. You're my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All praise and glory to
God.
Thank you, Jesus, for your love.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus,
we
for your grace.
God.
Yes,
yes,
Lord, we praise
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Glory to you, dear God.
Glory,
yes,
glory.
Thank you. Glory,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
praise
you.
God.
Thank
you,
Lord,
God.
For your love, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I just want to say a prayer for that little baby that's fighting for her life. It almost
yes.
touches my heart because I don't even know who she is. But it's so precious, a tiny baby like that, just to know that God is just blowing breath into her body, and just want to pray for that baby, and she's going to be such a big blessing to her parents. So, and just continue to say a prayer for me, put a hedge of protection around me and my son. I've seen him grown in different ways, spiritually, mentally and physically, and just to continue with my back, the healing, some days good, some days not, but I take one day at a time. And especially prayers for my pastors Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, because they mean everything to me, and my cousin Carmen for bringing me to this prayer line going on to 4 years ago. I just
wow.
love her so much. So it's just so special. It's a new year, and I just hope blessing for everybody on this prayer line. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yes.
We thank you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Even with that song reminding us we're worshiping the one
yes.
true God.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Love you, Jesus.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Yes, God.
So God in three
Lord,
persons.
Lord,
we thank God for the Trinity on tonight.
Yes.
We thank God in the name
we
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. She said we are here to worship. We
yes.
are here to bow down.
My God.
We are here to say that you are our God.
Yes, yes.
All together. Lovely, all together wonderful to us. And we will never
Amen.
Know the price of the cross.
Yes.
We don't know the
My
price
God.
Of the cross,
My
but
God.
We understand through Christ's crucifixion we are saved.
Yes.
Jesus, God raised him from the dead on the
Jesus.
Third day with all power in his hand.
Jesus, Jesus.
And we thank God for salvation.
Jesus.
Lord, continue to bless us, Maria,
yes,
even as
Lord.
You said in your word, you sent your word that they might be healed, and we send your word over to Beth Israel Hospital, she said, over Lord Zara in the name of Jesus, and healed is already done in Jesus' name.
God.
As we continue to pray, we pray for supernatural healing for Maria in the name of Jesus in the area of that back. And Father God, do it, Lord. Restore, replenish, renew, pour in new wine, pour in new oil. Thank you in the name of Jesus for every disease, every infirmity, every affliction being gone in the name of Jesus. We cancel out the assignment of the devil right now. And Lord, we loose your word. You want us to prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So God, according to your word, hallelujah, is already done by faith. So God, we thank you and we praise you for her son. Let him have a prosperous year. Give him the job of choice. Allow his income to be, Father God, everything he's looking for. Give him the right career, the right interaction with the right friends and the associates, God. Show him your expectation in the name of Jesus. Show him, Father God, hallelujah, glory be to God, direction you want him to go.
Yes,
God, arrest his mind.
Yes.
Even as the word declared tonight, there's a treasure in that young man.
Yes, God.
And we believe that it will be discovered. Some jewels have already come forward, but he has many gifts. He has many skills, talents, and abilities. And show him who he is in you, God, in Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you for his identity. We thank you for his mom. And we thank you for this family in Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory
amen.
Be to God.
Amen. Glory be to
amen.
God.
To God be the glory.
And thank you so much for
God
that song. Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory.
Yes, and thank
yes,
you so
Lord,
much for that song. Yes, that's
oh,
one of
you're
my
welcome,
favorite
Pastor.
Songs.
Oh, I'm glad it's one of your favorite.
Amen.
You,
I have to sing
you.
With you. After I got to sing
I
this
know.
For real. Amen.
God laid that song,
that song
on my heart because I had a different song to sing, but something just came over me, and I'm like, oh, I got to change this song. But thank you, Jesus, because it did
well,
do me a
God
lot of good
obedient.
To change it. Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Amen.
God
love
God
you.
Bless
Amen.
You guys have a good night, and I love you, too.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Wow. To God be the glory. We're going to take one more, we're going to take another caller. If you want to be on the line, just press 1 and we'll put you on the air. Area code 832. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Good evening, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elaine.
God bless you. Good evening. How are you, Elaine?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. A little
Great.
Bit of cold,
awesome.
But that's okay.
Yeah, we're alive. We can. I thank God we can feel the cold.
Yes.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so
because it was
cold.
Like 50 degrees. It was 56
yesterday.
Degrees here in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody got outside because it was like this is a rare day and we're taking advantage of it. So but snowed. It's, you know, it's supposed to be snowing again tonight. So, but we enjoyed it for a while. All the snow from 2 weeks ago melted. So, yeah. So we're starting with a clean slate now. New fresh snow.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But no, I didn't want to hold you up. I was just calling. I was just praying. The Lord has a lot of different things for me to do, and so just provision so that I can do all the things that He has me to do.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for Elaine. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for clarity, even as she, Father God, is getting clarity on everything that you have for her to do, God. We ask, Father God, right now for provision, God. We know that everything that you call us to, Father God, and give us vision for, that you bring provision for, God. So, Lord, we are asking for provision right now, that you will open doors that no man can close. We ask, Father God, that you will send the monies and the resources that she needs,
yes.
That you will send the help, Father God, the people that she would need to continue to help her to carry forth the vision, Father God, that you have put in her heart, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for supernatural, Father God, replenishment of everything that, Father God, that she's already spent, Father God, everything that she's already put out. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God, for people coming, Father God, alongside her that have the resources that she needs, whether it be a building or finances or grant writers or, Father God, laborers or administrators or whatever it is that she needs, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, for just supernaturally, like, allowing those things to show up, my God. Just allow them to show up, oh God. Hallelujah. Allow the people to make the calls to her. And even as she goes through different open doors, Father God, that you will, Father God, just give her favor, my God. You said, Father God, that favor will take us, my God. Even sometimes when we don't have money, that we could come, we can eat, we can drink, Father God, because we have your favor over our lives and we have your provision. So, Lord, even now, release another dimension of favor over her life, oh God, that the red carpet will be rolled out for her, Father God, that people will just want to do things for her just because, my God, whenever she shows up, God, let whatever she needs be granted unto her. So, Lord, we thank you for provision on today. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for peace in her mind, even as she continues to pursue her purpose. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for peace in her dwelling place. My God, we thank you, Lord, that she will be able to sleep at night, Father God, that she will not, Father God, have to encounter any turbulence or conflict, even in her living quarters, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything coming into order, my God, hallelujah, that may be trying to be disorderly, my God. We thank you, Lord, that you are still God and you are still in control, God. So, Lord, we speak to her environment right now, God. And we call everything into order. And we say, peace be still to every demon on assignment, everything that's contrary to your plan for her life, everything that's contrary to your purpose, everything that's contrary, Father God, to the vision that she's walking out in this season of her life. So, Lord, we thank you for newness, my God, even as it's a new year and a new season, God. We thank you for a new determination, God. We thank you, Lord, for a new resiliency that Elaine has. We thank you, Lord, for new, Father God, just a zeal and a fervor and an excitement about what's ahead of her. So, Lord, continue to walk with her and bless her. Let her finish those things that she left unfinished on last year. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just blowing the dust off of some things, my God, that have been put on the black back burner and bringing them back to the forefront. So, Lord, continue to use your woman servant. Continue to bless her. Continue to order her steps. Continue to provide for her. We are praying for provision. Vision. My God, continue to provide for her for everything that she needs. In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen. Amen, amen. Thank you.
God bless
you.
Even as Pastor was praying, God bless you. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a meeting or interview, something scheduled, pending, coming up in the near future?
No, not that I know of. It's
okay.
Yeah.
Well, praise God.
Well,
amen. Because I saw
ahead and speak to that.
I saw you walking away with a win.
Amen.
I don't know if it's an appointment or
right.
Somebody's going to call you.
Right.
But I see you sitting down,
right.
Not necessarily a negotiating thing, but I see you sitting with someone, and God says, I already extended the favor there. I've already extended the favor there. And Pastor, when you was praying, I saw her in a meeting with someone.
Right. Amen.
I saw you sitting
Amen.
With someone.
Amen.
And that's why I didn't know who was
She doesn't know of it. She does not know
okay.
about it.
Okay. Amen.
Right? That's why you have to go ahead and speak to
Amen.
That.
Amen. To God
because
be the glory.
It's an unexpected
Well,
encounter.
Look at God. Well, it's God.
Hallelujah.
Because I see you in a meeting,
yes.
And it's going to be a win-win for you. God has already
okay.
given you favor in that meeting as you sit down. You're going to walk away with an advantage, and it's already
okay.
done in God, in the sight of God. So
okay.
we just look for the praise report coming back to this prayer
yes.
line. Amen?
Yes, I receive that. Thank you so much.
Well,
God
bless
you.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Father God, we thank you for every person on this prayer line. We're going to take another caller, but I'm led to pray for this prayer line. Lord, we pray for every person on this prayer line, God. And we pray, Father God, God's about to release a supernatural wind of strength. Pastor, God is saying that some have gotten weary in well-doing.
Yes.
There are many of you on this line who have gotten weary and well-doing, and God is releasing new strength.
Mm.
God says, I'm releasing new strength for you, where your old strength has worn out and you find yourself getting tired. God says, I'm releasing new strength to you. I'm filling you up. There's a fresh infilling that's getting ready to take place. A fresh fire is being released, my God, over your purpose, over your relationship with God. God says, I want you to seek my face like never before. God says, speak to those on this prayer line and tell them to seek my face like never before, because they've gotten weary in well-doing. And God says he has not taken a blind eye. God has not closed his eyes to the good that you have done, my God. God says, let the people know that I have not closed my eyes to the good that they have done. And there's some things, unexpected blessings, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that are about to be released in the lives of those of you who are under the sound of my voice. There are some testimonies that are going to come back where you say, I got blessed and I didn't expect it. God showed up in an unexpected way. And not only that, I hear you, Lord. God says, not only am I going to show up in an unexpected way, but I'm going to show up in the ways that the people can dare to stretch forth their faith and expect. My God, my God, God says, stretch forth your faith. I need you to believe me for the impossible, my God. I need you to believe me for those things that are only possible. Somebody's praising God right now. God said, believe me for those things that are only possible with me. He said, with man doesn't have the answers. My God, I'm thinking about, Pastor, when you were in the hospital and the doctor came in and he was shaking his head, and you have been diagnosed with cancer, and they operated on the cancer, and they took the cancer out, but you had some setbacks because of the surgery, and the doctor really didn't know what to do, but God knew what to do. Somebody needs to hear me right now. You got some situations. The doctor don't know what to do. The lawyer might not know what to do. My God, your friend, your boo, and your babe might not know what to do, but God knows what to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for every person listening. We thank you for every situation that they're facing. God, we thank you, Lord, that we are expecting the unexpected from you, God. And not only that, but God, we are stretching forth our faith to expect you to do the impossible, God. So, Lord, we just thank you again, oh God, for baby Zara. We thank you again for Caleb. We thank you again for our finances. We thank you again for Sister Maria and her back. We thank you again, oh God, hallelujah, for Deja and Elaine. We thank you for Carmen and Jamal. We thank you for Mother May Thomas and the Johnson, Stacey, and Tanisha. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Sister Cece. We thank you for Yvette, my God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every caller on this line. And we thank you, Lord, for, my God, moving in the expected ways and moving in the unexpected ways. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a mighty move. God says, expect a mighty move, my God, supernaturally, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
See, the by faith, people of God, God's going to do an unusual, uncommon, amen, limited, miraculous, unexpected blessing in your life. Oh, it's unlimited.
Unlimited.
It's off the chart, Pastor.
Jesus. Off the chart. is that big. God says, think big. Think believing in God.
Yes.
Whatever you're thinking, believe in God
there
for
you
that
go.
Thing. My God.
Go Jesus. To the bank. Go for the mortgage. Talk.
Jesus.
You know, put in the application.
It's
something that,
Jesus.
Amen, in the natural you would normally get a no, but God has already given you a yes.
Yes. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Let's take this final caller, Pastor. To God be the glory. What's that area code?
312.
312. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you both.
God bless you. Amen. Who's calling?
This is Tanisha.
Oh, this is Sister Tanisha?
Tanisha.
Oh, okay. God bless, Tanisha.
Amen.
Amen. I was calling for prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you have any specific prayer requests, Tanisha?
You can pray as the Lord leads you. That's okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that the word of the Lord spoken over this woman of God in the name of Jesus, that the prophetic word over her life in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you know the season in which she is in. You understand, hallelujah, the road she has traveled to get to this place in her life. And we believe by faith right now her steps are being ordained and ordered by you, God, and you alone. We believe what the enemy meant for evil, God, you've already turned it around and made it for her good.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, as it says in your scripture, everything her hands should touch shall prosper. Hallelujah. They took the plow and she's not looking back. So, God, as she moved forward, as she plowed forward, in the name of Jesus, give her a strategy. Give her wisdom beyond her years. Thank you for her knowledge and her understanding where she is, Lord, in the natural and in the supernatural. God, I believe by faith right now that through your revelation knowledge, you're going to reveal, hallelujah, something that she hasn't seen before. Something that she has not heard before. So, God, we seal it with this prayer on tonight. Encourage her heart. Strengthen her hands, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her a boldness and a courage that she's never known before in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
God. So, God, I
yes,
thank you for favor.
Yes,
I thank you for abundance. We thank you and we praise you for the overflow. And, Lord, when she give the praise report, she's going to give you glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, when you do it, when it manifests, she going to know it's nobody but the Lord doing. So, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for her measure of faith. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Her eyes have not seen. Her ears have not heard. It hasn't entered our heart. What you have specifically for her in the name of Jesus. So we bind up any attack of the enemy.
Yes,
we silence every hater and every adversary. All the resistance, God, that she has faced up until this point is because greatness resides on the inside of her in the name of Jesus. Oh, I hear you, God. Even as we read from 2 Corinthians tonight, troubled on every side, perplexed, persecuted. I see you in certain dry seasons. I see you in some seasons of lack, some seasons where things was not moving. But God says you're out of that season.
My God.
He says, I have brought you into a new place.
Jesus.
When we get off the air tonight, just read Isaiah 43. I have brought you into a new place. And he wants you to see where you are. Glory
yes,
be to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
He needs you through your spiritual understanding to see where, you know, in the natural, it may not look where you want it to be, but in the supernatural, you're right where God wants you.
Yeah.
Oh, glory
my
be
God.
To God.
My God.
In other words, you're in a blessed place.
Yes, Jesus.
You're in a blessed
thank
place.
Jesus.
And you're in a blessed season.
Yeah.
So you might as well rejoice on this side of it.
Thank
oh,
you
I feel the Holy
Ghost.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
You might as well rejoice
hallelujah.
On this side of it.
Yes.
Because if you rejoice on this side of it, Hallelujah. By the time you get to the other side, oh, my God, glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
I feel the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. You are already in the blessed place, and can't nobody undo what God has already done. No one can undo what he has already done. This one right here, Sister Tanisha, is settled. This one is in stone. This one ain't no retraction. There's no reneging. There's nothing that can undo this right now in the name of Jesus. So you go ahead and keep praising, keep rejoicing, and then when you partake of it, you just give God praise.
My God.
This one ain't about man right here. This is about you and God. This is one of those isolated blessing seasons you're in. This has nothing to do with family or others. This is you and God. I'm sensing that thing so strongly. This one is between you and him. Because there's some things that you have been doing that have been giving you favor from God, and it's already done.
My God, I just want to confirm the word because I would have spoken. I was going to speak something very similar. I saw her standing in the spirit realm. She was standing. You were standing, and you were standing in the middle of a lot of. There was a lot of stuff around you. There was a lot of stuff around you just on the floor. You were standing in the middle. It was like it was almost like blocking you. It was like stuff that was just around you, and it was blocking you. And God told me to tell her she's getting ready to take some giant steps. As a matter of fact, he said she's going to take a giant step. My God, you're getting ready to step out of something to step into something. My God.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And and Pastor spoke that thing. He said, this ain't about other people. This is between you and God. Just before he spoke that, I saw some people. I said, who are these people? I saw some people. They were just standing on the sideline. They were like scratching their head and watching God and watching what God is doing in your life.
Thank
because
you,
there's been people who have brought you much opposition, my God. And it almost felt like I can't even move. It almost was trying to immobilize you, this attack, this thing that was trying to come against you and to come against your destiny. It was trying to immobilize you. And it was like, I can't move because there's too much going on around me. But God says, you get ready to take a giant step. Out
thank you
to
please.
Step
thank
into
God.
That new place that Pastor prophesied about. To God be the glory. So you keep praising God because your praise is going to be your praise has been your biggest weapon. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you keep praising him. You keep worshiping God, and they said, watch them. They're standing on the sidelines, but God is going to prepare that. He has already prepared that table in the presence, my God, of every hater, every naysayer, my God, every opposing force, every fake friend, my God, every person that's disappointed you. God said, do not let it take a residency within your heart. Even as you forgive, my God, it's going to be a supernatural release, my God, because you're taking a giant step out to
thank
step
you,
into what I prepared
hallelujah.
For you. In
hallelujah.
Keep praising
hallelujah.
Him, daughter. Just keep praising him.
Yes.
It's already done. Your praise has sealed the deal.
My God.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God be the
glory. She's in a blessed place.
Amen.
Can't nobody do nothing about
it. Nobody. That's what you said.
She's in a blessed place. Can't nobody do nothing about it.
Well, that's our final caller. Amen. Well, that's our final caller. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Be mindful of our book launch for Man Problems that's coming up on February the 11th. Man Problems, No More Broken Hearts that the Lord allowed me to release. And I'm launching that book on February the 11th at the church. That Sunday is going to be a service. I'm going to be ministering to Man Problems. Amen. And then right after, we will have the reception and the book signing. Amen. Hallelujah. So you want to make sure you're a part of that. Meet us tomorrow for Word Wednesday right here on Block Talk Radio, 646-652-4832. Our website is nccmonline.org for those who want to sow a seed. We thank God for every sower. And again, we meet every Sunday at 12:30 at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. It's amazing. 12:30. We're finished normally by 2:30, a quarter to 3. We don't keep you in church all day, but God has his way, and it's always a supernatural, powerful move of God. So God bless you. Amen. We love you. Remember, God made a way. Go in peace. Mommy, we see you. God bless you. God bless my mother. Keep her. Continue to give her peace and joy. Bless each and every one of her children. Bless her health. Bless the Johnsons. We thank you for Mr. Johnson and Mrs. Johnson. Continue to bless them. Bless the Carlo family, Carmen Carlo and her family, as they continue, Father God, to heal, Father God, even during this grieving process, knowing that her aunt is with you, God. We thank you for your hand upon Carmen Carlo's life and her cousin Louie, oh God. Continue to be with them, God. Give them that peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you for Sister Yvette. We thank you for Jay. We thank you for Mingo. We thank you for Louis and his brother and his father. So, Lord, continue to have your way in the Carlo household. Bless that woman of God. She is an evangelist. She's one of our deacons at the church. She's a leader. She loves you, God. We just thank you for the ministry that you put in her belly. Continue to bless her and keep her. My God, Lord, we love you. We bless your name in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. We thank you for Sister Rita on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you touch Sister Rita. God, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life. Lord, thank you for this new place, my God, that you even have her in, God. We thank you for the open doors, God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, saturating her atmosphere, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up every opposing force. We come against, Father God, every demon on assignment, and we speak victory over Rita's life. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper, God. But, Lord, you have already ordered to direct her to her steps. We thank you for the multiplication of blessings that are being released in her life, that she has been obedient to you in so many ways. We thank you for putting money in her hands, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for that open door, God. We thank you for the open door, my God. We thank you for the open door. Sister Rita, I see you coming out rejoicing, my God, because of doors that God has opened for you. God is making provision. God is sending protection. God is opening doors. He's giving you the desires of your heart. My God, hallelujah. He's giving you favor with man. My God, hallelujah. Favor with man and woman. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in Sister Rita's life. Bless her children and keep them. So, Lord, we bless your name and we worship you. We got to get up out of here. I could pray all night. God bless you. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God, knowing that God made a way. We love you, Prophet Jamal, Prophet Gail. God bless you. We love you, guys. God bless you. We're here looking
you move mountains. You move mountains. You move mountains.